sounds ridiculous. It's very strange. I mean, I've never been a member of the NRM. I've been in politics for some time. I've been a member of parliament. Now I'm the Lord Mayor of the city. I've been in opposition throughout. The movement party has been in power for over 27 years. It's now collapsing. It's disintegrating. How you invite me to jump into a criticizing issue? That cannot happen. Definitely, those are things of a dying horse. The NRM, I mean, is disintegrating. The center can no longer hold. And that's why President Museveni is just pandering from one angle to another. He has lost the direction, and he doesn't know what to do. I mean, the army is no longer intact. He used to intimidate the electorate. He used to intimidate the people that, look here, I have the army, personal army. But now, if the generals are also walking away, some are in exile, they are threatening to throw him out, and so on and so forth, and he's hoping and rather is busy working on projects to install his son, to succeed him. All this machination has caught up with him. So he's in a maze of this confusion. He is really entangled. He cannot get out of it. That's why he's pandering all over.
But the president specifically said that you seem to have done very little for the city, and that any project that could better the lives of the people that a government has espoused, you have opposed and challenged whether you have done anything substantial to better the lives of the people in the city. What do you say to that?
That one is neither here nor there. It's a false charge. He knows what I've initiated a number of ideas which have been frustrated. No one wants the city to be run on the basis of a shared vision. He wants to project a picture of only one person running the city. He doesn't want us to establish systems of accountable governance in Kampala. He doesn't want to put in place a system which will result into a development plan, a structure plan, and so on and so forth. So that is the situation he has created in Kampala. They are just gambling here. Let me tell you, I've never seen a city that has transformed, become a modern city, beating the power of Africa like Uganda, without a development or structure plan. Today, that's the crisis we are facing. There are no audit systems in place, so there is no accountability. And that is the situation we are grappling with here, and I'm trying to contend with. So for the time I've been in office, I've been struggling to build a robust institution that can deliver the services, the quality services the people of Kampala deserve, or that can transform Kampala into a modern city. And his government, tired as it is, cannot support me in that cause.
Do you see yourself working closely with the ruling party to better the lives of the people living in the city, Kampala?
There wouldn't be a problem. Ideally, actually, much as I'm in the opposition, I should have a working relationship with the sitting government. In principle, it should be there. Where we disagree on basics. But in the crisis we are facing, we have not addressed the governance issues. There is no rule of law in the country. The regime is tired. It's a one-man's rule. The institutions have crumbled. It's an institutional crisis in the country. Almost all the institutions in the country are in crisis. You can see what is the chaos in the parliament. You can see what is happening in all these other institutions, major, and so on and so forth. We are on the verge of being declared a collapsed state. So that is the situation we are grappling with. So I cannot be an angel, an island, in a situation which is as dire as it is right now in Kampala.
Well, what do you say to supporters of the ruling party who say that this is yet another opposition talking point to discredit the ruling party as well as the president for all the work that they're trying to do to ensure the country's peace and stability, and that these talking points are meant to undermine the hard work the government has done for the past over 27 years?
That is, again, a demonstration of the intransigence, the arrogance of the sitting government. They don't want to listen to the voice of reason. These are fundamental issues. We are quick to rubbish us as people are just all out to critique or to criticize the government. Yes, we are not appreciative, all out to lament, to do ABCD. But they forget that we are raising fundamental issues. Luckily enough, the very issues we have been raising are being put forward by his two trusted generals, like General David Segusa, now exiled in the UK. The very issues we have always highlighted. And he has been in charge of the security systems in Kampala, in Uganda. Now, he's in the opposition. He's joining the voices which are pointing out the ills we have in this government. And most interestingly, the NRM, are supposed to respond to the issues as they are being raised, because we are raising valid points, valid issues. Instead of addressing the issues we have raised, critical as they are busy attacking the personalities. They are rubbishing us. They are treating us as secondary citizens. That is the crisis and the tragedy we are facing in this country. And that is the arrogance of President Museveni has exhibited for the last 27 years. He wants a one-person rule.